My name is Agent Fox Mulder. You've probably seen me on the Fox Network. I work for the FBI, such as it is. I knew there were dark forces at work within our government, but as Agent Dana Scully and I would soon find out, there's no telling how high the rabbit hole goes.
Mulder, we have to go upstairs. Assistant Director Skinner needs to see us.
Okay. So how was your weekend, Scully?
It was actually pretty terrible. My mother had a very serious accident.
Yeah, fine, whatever. Did you know that there's a respected astrophysicist right here in the Washington, D.C. area who has incontrovertible proof of the existence of extraterrestrial life?
Mulder, we've both been abducted like half a dozen times by now. Do we really need more proof?
Just think, Scully. Incontrovertible proof. Proof that can't be controverted.
Look, here we are at Skinner's office. Let's go see what he wants.
You wanted to see us, Principal Skinner?
Don't call me that. Take a seat, agents.
What did Mulder do this time?
I'm getting orders from my superiors that we need to drastically reduce spending, and I've been looking over some of your expense reports.
Who are these so-called superiors, and why are they so frightened of the truth?
Agent Mulder, the new administration has collectively read 3 books over the past 50 years. If any of them were confronted with the truth, I'm sure they would literally shit their pants like it was 1984.
Sir, you were talking about our expense reports?
Yes. On your last assignment, you spent $300 on videotapes?
Sir, my character famously has an addiction to porn.
Rein in the spending, agents. You're dismissed.
I told you Skinner was gonna bust your ass for all that pornography.
Skinner can go pound sand. Let's go find that incontrovertible proof.
But Mulder...
Incontrovertible.
My work has given me a reputation, and often I get tips from like-minded believers. Sometimes I've been fed misinformation by those looking to discredit me. I know this lead is solid, though. It comes from the upper echelons of power through a group Slack chat. As we drive in stony silence, I think about how Scully, skeptic that she is, has stood by me all these years. I wonder what goes through her mind as we drive through the heartland of America.
My God, I hate him.
Who the hell are you?
Agents Mulder and Scully, FBI.
Oh good, you're here about the alien.
Sir, there's no proof aliens exist.
Scully, you just admitted to being abducted.
That was like 3 scenes ago. I'm a skeptic again.
Look, it's an alien, or a Sasquatch, or some kind of woke. All I know is that it's crapping in my basement, and I want you to get it out of there.
You have an alien in your possession?
It's not in my possession, it's in my damn basement. I went down to feed the ferret and it jumped at me.
The ferret?
No, the damn alien. The president said the aliens are invading, so I figured I'd call the failing Bureau of Investigation to do something for once.
Wow, just wow.
Sir, I was under the impression you were a respected astrophysicist, but you appear to be something of a, Scully, what's the word?
Moron.
I'm not some hoity-toity leftist astrophysicist. I'm an astrologist. The age of Aquarius and all that.
Let me get this straight. You're an astrologist. You have a ferret. There's an alien in your basement. You're clearly some kind of...
patriot.
Nut job. And you want the FBI to remove the alien.
Yeah.
Let's go, Mulder.
Scully, wait. The answer to all my questions about the government, my sister's abduction, the cover-ups, it could be in this humble astrophysicist's basement.
I'm an astrologist, you damn fool. Do I look like I went to college?
I have to go down there.
I'm gonna wait in the car.
Sir, take me down to your basement.
It's over there. Crouch behind the Leslie Nielsen cardboard cutout.
Why do you have a Leslie Nielsen cardboard cutout?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Excuse me, extraterrestrial. I'm sure you have many questions about us and our planet, and that there's much we can learn from each other. If you would just...
I told ya, damn thing just keeps crapping all over the basement.
Hey, Mulder, you ate all my goldfish. Do you have any other snacks?
Scully, there's an alien right there. Proof of all the work. Incontrovertible proof of all my work.
So you don't have any, like, raisins or anything?
Here, take my sunflower seeds. Everyone knows it's my favorite snack. Oh look, a shadowy cadre of military thugs here to suppress the truth.
Jesus Christ, Mulder. Take like a 20-minute break from being you.
Everybody freeze! I'm here to arrest an Agent Fox Mulder.
Your name is Fox? Are you some kind of hippie?
Hey, are you Mulder?
Who wants to know?
You're under arrest. Cash Patel wants to bring you in personally.
This is ridiculous. On what charges?
Expensing sunflower seeds on a federal spending report.
You can't suppress the truth forever. The people have rights. And one of those inalienables... incontrovertible rights is a free and open society where secrets are exposed.
For fuck's sake,
Roswell,
can you shut him
Roswell,
up?
Roswell, no problem, Roswell. Oh.